up, Crest Cook. Yeah! And let's expose these Jewish ass. The show starts now! Right now! You son of a biscuit! Yeah!
Don't worry, child.
coming, folks. Ha, 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 ha. Wow. Would you look at that? You made it. What's up? Go. What's happening? What's going on? How's everyone doing? I said, how's everyone doing? What's going on? Oh, yeah, I did. What 100? How's everyone doing? It's Wednesday. It's my Monday. Just a little, what 100 in the chat. Come on now. Don't be shy. How you feeling? We're all family here, right? Everyone hates Jews. All Jews. I hate all the Jews. All across the board. We don't save room for not one Jew. No Jewish messiahs around here, nigger. All right, seems like everyone's having a pretty good day. That's great. Good to see that the polls are working here on Gwyneth TV. We've got a lot of 1488s over here. Not a no 1483s. Yeah, let's go. No niggers here. It's a no niggers on. Yeah, so everyone seems to be doing good. That's good. Your energy helps my energy get elevated. So I appreciate that. We got Burntwood Bob in here. Diggy Bib, what's up, dude? Not for Gazong. My mouse just fell. We got Esther. We got Jakey. We got, what is that? Erica, 1488. What's up, bro? Blood for oil. What's going on, man? Good to see you. I got extension headphones here. Time to use them. We got all kinds of Slavics in here. We got Southern Wood. We got Odin the Wise. Who else we got in here? Russian Waffen. A Tone in the building. What's going on, buddy? We got Honky, my sober bro. Thank you for helping me with the race and recovery spaces. I've really have been enjoying those. It's pretty awesome. I don't know if you guys have tuned into them, but if you're struggling with sobriety, we've got a place for you on Sunday. Sit your butt down. And learn about some discipline, would you, white man? Get your head out of your ass, okay? Good times create weak men. We got Audio Waffen in the house. We got Tier 23. We got Surf Waffen. What's up, dude? Good to see you. Mr. Foes, what's up? Who else we got in here? Irish Lad. We got French. We got White Tribalism. We got Zero. We got Old Andy. We got Professor Chaos. We got Blood Boot Goy. We got the Reich Ranger. What's going on? We got Arsenic. We got Complex. We got Rigel. We got 88 Keys in the house. Dirty Mike in the Waffen, thank you as well for helping me with these race and recovery spaces. Scully Bugs, what's happening? White War Machine, what's going on? Who is that? Fuenten Yahoo? Fuenten Yahoo? Like Fuentes and Netanyahu? Interesting. We got Jashin Priest, TND1776. What's up, bro? Slavic1939, what's happening? Great Scott in the house. Return to Europa, what power? What power? Thank you for the love and support. Yeah, guys, so got the new camera. How are we looking here? Are we looking good? Everything look dialed in, kind of dialed in? I feel like I'm not too bright. Got enough warmth in the face? Yeah, yeah, yeah? It's not auto-focusing? Yeah? It's better. It's better. It's getting better. Don't bitch about it. Commando Rambo, what's going on? Listen, man, if things don't go my way sometimes, man, I need to work on this as a person, character defect here. When things go wrong and I break something, I just get so rattled. I'm like, oh my God. I just throw my hands up and I'm like, all right, you know what? Just cancel the fucking show. No one's going to show up. Okay. No one wants to watch the show anymore. You're going to fucking, everything's going to suck. It's Wednesday. Just take off a week. Go find your fucking cat. Just tell everyone to go fuck off, right? I don't know. Is anyone wired like that? Are you wired like that? I shouldn't be wired like that, but for some reason, sometimes when I get overwhelmed, I'm just like, dude, you know what? Fuck everything. Fuck everyone. Fuck it all. And, you know, sometimes you just gotta, you know, it's like a quarterback, you know, scramble a little bit. Get back in the pocket, right? Get back in the pocket, bro. Back in the pocket. Look downfield. All right, I gotta duck a little bit here. Yeah, right? Yeah, right? Get it done. So here we are. We got it done. The camera looks even better. I was bitching about it, so I'm feeling good that we got it dialed in. This computer is taking a little bit longer to learn, but it's getting there, and it's just a beast. It's a machine. So we've got some ideas too. So playing around with this. Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Eric sent $14.88. I'm ready for another Tone album.
Another Tone album.
Wayne Power Music.
When I don't know how long is it gonna take Tone to make another album. That's a good question. I don't think he'd get another one in by December. I would say that it would be smart to get one in by December, but I don't know if he can. I really don't know if he can. But yeah, I like Tone's music, man. He really does some good stuff. I like June Haas' music. I like Fashionova's music. I like Hissing Possum's music. Shout out to Hissing Possum. So yeah, anyhow, I love everyone's music. Tone's is really good though, because I could like put it on when I'm working out. High energy HC, have you checked the new Bake All Heaps? I will check it eventually, not during the show though, but I will check it out. Bring back Paper Goy song. Bring back the Shut the Fuck Up Nigger Don't Tell Me What to Do. How about that? How about we bring that back? How about we just bring back the Shut the Fuck Up Nigger Stop Telling Me What to Do? I don't like that. All right. So anyhow, guys, I think I got a decent show for you guys. I really do. Keep in mind, we're here to promote sobriety, white people making white children. We're here to promote people getting smarter, thinking logical, okay, getting away from the Jesus stuff. We don't want to promote violence or anything like that. So if you do that, you're going to get warned. You're going to be warned, okay? If you do it again, you're going to get out of here, all right? What else? If you want to support the stream, I might need you to make a new account over on Power Chat, because Entropy is down. There might be a rebrand going on. There might not be. We'll see. But if you guys can take some time to support this show, mods, drop a link to Power Chat and make an account over there so we can keep this show going. All right. I really do appreciate it. Thank you guys, and to everyone that's been supporting this show. All right. You know who you are. You know who you are. I appreciate it. Working on getting our own payment processor. That's what needs to happen. Thank you, Nazario. Good to see you, man. White Power. All right, so I don't know. What's my day been like? My day was pretty good. I got a good workout in. I've been searching for the kitty. I got a cat trap. And I went, there was a couple kitties. I'm just giving you a little up-to-date stuff. What's going on with me? I'm still doing the flyers, still going around. You know, I got the staple gun, hitting all the telephone poles and that kind of stuff. And then, you know, bought a cat trap thing. And then hopefully I'm able to catch the cat. I've been checking every couple hours. Haven't gotten anything yet. Got some food in there, some of his favorite food. And I got my my pillow that the cat used to sleep on, and then, you know, used to have, so I'm thinking that the smells, the cats can pick up on smells, but cats aren't that as, their noses aren't as good as dogs. I think cats have like a 19 times better smelling than humans, but in comparison to dogs, it's not that good. So unfortunately, Shitty Kitty is still missing. I'm very bummed about that, and it's just, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. How many of you guys tuned into the space last night? We had a big space last night. There was someone who was very upset with Gypsy Poopsader. I guess there was a guy who used to be one of his admins or something like that. I don't know if you guys listened to it. A whole bunch of people are tuned into it. Koss kind of brought it up. I'm more into the CQ. I could give a shit about the Gypsy drama just because I know he's brown, and, you know, what do you expect from brown people, right? You know, stop being a gullible retard and relying on brown people, okay? And you won't get this problem, right? But anyhow, what I'm trying to say here is he went on there and he said, pretty much, you know, I bought some merchandise from him. I got doxxed. And this is all allegedly. I have not seen the receipts. Listen, man, if someone's going to have these accusations, they better have receipts. Otherwise, it just makes everyone look stupid. But that's what he was allegedly saying, is he got doxxed from this guy. Found out that he's brown, and then I guess Gypsy sent all of his guys over there to fucking dox him or
Gypsy
some shit.
Gypsy Crusader sent $5, you're a faggot. Mm. Always have been, always will be. You want to fight me?
Yeah, I want to fight you, bro. Yeah, I want to fight you, bro. Anyhow, who is it? French
sent $5, I blame Jesus. I really hope you get that beautiful animal back.
I hope so, too. I mean, let's just be honest. It's a shitty kitty. She's not as beautiful as Poochie. Let's just be honest, okay? Poochie was an expensive cat. Shitty was like $40, maybe $60. And so, you know, listen. But Shitty Kitty's personality is just like, you know, it's worth more than gold. You know, she's just got the greatest, sweetest personality. And I say that jokingly. Press one if you're here for the long haul, too, if you got other things to do. Might as well just get right into it, you son of a bitch. Got a long way to go with this show. All right. Don't forget to make a Power Chat account. All right. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's fucking do this. Everyone's hanging out. Okay, good. Let's see if I've got everything set up here. I like to always start the show with a positive clip. You know, I don't like to get too negative about things. Okay, so we're going to, you know, this show's not, there's not too many, you know, I guess blackpilly moments. I kind of laid it out where it's a little bit friendlier than normal. Just because we're starting the week, right? We're starting the week. We got to start off with some good attitudes. All right. So that being said, do I have all these things set up here? Where's the HD cam? Perfect. Okay. Let's get right to it. You're like, dude, I thought we were going to start the show off positive. Why do you have this big giant nigger on the screen?
Goddamn low-life nigger!
All right. Well, I'll show you why in a second here.
Oh, God.
He's fighting a white boy. Right to the ground.
Okay. Oh! Oh!
Oh, just... Oh! Dude, just fucking relentless. Just fucking relentless. Relentless.
I fucking hate niggers so much it's unreal.
Relentless! I love this, man. You can listen to his fist. Let's crank it up.
Okay.
Right. Ooh, just fucking. Ooh, nigger.
What the, baby? Get the fuck up. Get the.
Yeah. So what is he doing wrong? Okay, he's walking away. He's walking. If this guy's able to get up, you got to keep going, bud. You got to keep going. But let him redeem himself.
Fuck up. Get the fuck up, baby. Get the fuck up.
Boom. Oh my. God, that's just fucking music.
What would you say to Jesus?
That was music to my ears right there. Wow. Nothing better than a nice fucking fist to a nigger's temple. Let's watch it again. So crisp. So crisp. Let's watch that again. Looks beautiful.
Baby, get the fuck up.
Follow KO Fights.
Wow.
For more videos.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's how we start the show. That's how we start the show. Little knuckle sandwich for you, you bitch nigger. All right, so now let's start with some wholesome 14 words. Remember, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. All right, let's take a look at this right here. Boom. A father and his daughter. I thought this clip would get everyone all emotional, you know, get everyone, you know, giving people a reminder that this is what we do this for, right? Preserving these little children here.
That's gross. Daddy don't like that.
Daddy don't do anything with his pimples.
Well, Daddy doesn't get them.
She said that she's busting his balls saying Daddy gets pimples. This their relationship, man. Just take a look at the humor here between the both of these two.
Daddy don't like that.
Daddy don't do anything with his pimples.
Well, Daddy doesn't get them.
Yes, he do.
All right.
You're old. That's why you get them.
Yeah? Well, just remember this old guy's catching your feet, dog. One, two. Tight here. Squeeze. Oh, why are we crying?
He's like, why are we crying?
I can't do it.
No. Stop. Hey. Girl, if we're going to cry like this is supposed to be fun.
He's not fun and I can't do what you say.
Well, sorry. Am I getting upset? I'm going to tell you what you need to cry. Okay, but you're the only one feeling bad. You know?
This is like me when my camera broke earlier today. this show.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what you need to correct.
I'm going to get over you, Bobby.
Okay, but you're the only one feeling bad.
You know?
Hey, have I gotten mad at you? Okay. Again, this is supposed to be fun. If it's not going to be fun, then we're not going to keep doing it, dude.
I want to do it, but it's not fun when I can't correct the things you say.
Babe, that's like life, dude.
That's like life,
dude. There's so many parts of life that aren't going to be fun. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. Hey, that's okay. Learn from the mistakes, dude. Okay? It's the only way you're going to learn. If you never made a mistake, I guarantee you wouldn't be as good as you are. You've made a lot of mistakes. And you've also made a lot of corrections.
Oh, I haven't.
Yes, you have. So we are already hitting this dismount. We know how to hit it. Just take a deep breath, dude. It's not that deep, bro. It's just cheerleading.
That is pretty fucking awesome. Dad helping out his daughter at a cheerleading event. He's like, hey, you want to watch your P's and Q's? I'm the one catching your feet. Less is more, kiddo. Less is more. /2026. What's it looking like? Give me this damn mouse. Give me this damn mouse here. Take a look here. Everyone in 2026. This is a good little video here. Do 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 do.
It really is the Jews. There's no way it was 6 million.
That's so
is the Jews.
It's like all your normie friends waking up.
It was 6 million.
Oh, man, great clip, great clip. All right, we're moving and grooving. A lot to cover, a lot of drama going on. This is a new thing that's trending, I suppose. Americans reacting to Israel's use of their government as it pleases. Americans have started hanging black U.S. flags on their homes. Has anyone seen this trend going on? There's like allegedly a black flag. Let's take a look. I have not seen it. I don't know. Let's see. The video is originally from, okay. This is a lie. This is a lie. I'm reading, the context. We're going to have to skip that one. That's fake news. I caught it before I played it. Yep. You know it. Caught it before I played it. Jesus Christ. He's got my back, man. He's not letting me play fake clips anymore. All right. Fake news. Here we go. Real news. White women with a good attitude.
Why are you down here today supporting Rupert and Great Yarmouth First?
Just ever since Restore has been announced, I've just been so excited about having a political party that actually puts the British people first.
Hey, can we get the camera like on this hot chick's face? Like, what's the cameraman doing? Is he gooning too hard? He's not getting her whole face? What's going on here? She's a good looking lady.
Having a politician that actually cares about us, and I have just wanted to do whatever I can to help the cause.
And what are the main issues for you that brought you to the
party? Smoke show.
Well, the main issue is just immigration. Having seen my country change so drastically before my eyes in my lifetime and just being fed up of being told.
We need more hot white chicks, okay? More hot white chicks speaking out. Let's go, okay? Sex sells. Yes.
Told that I just have to deal with it and put up with it. And just being kind of, my concerns and my needs just being shoved to the bottom of the pile. Just being sort of... I see it as like just a massive assault from our government, to be honest. It's like, you don't matter. Your concerns don't matter. Everyone else matters more than you. And I'm just sick of it, really. And
yeah.
Restore brings something that is so refreshing, because it's saying, no, you come first. You matter. Your history matters. Your culture matters. Your needs matter.
Your race.
Safety matters. And that, for me, that's just,
yep. Yeah, she's a fucking, that's 9.5 right there.
Just makes my heart feel good.
Wow. Awesome. Hot chick speaking out. Love it. I'd rather see that any time of the day than some nigger with one of our white chicks who plays basketball. Even though, Listen, Ethiopian, listen, dude, I guarantee you, how come I can't, am I, hold on one second. I can't, for some reason, I need to log into, Goyim TV here. Give me one second. Do, 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 do. One second. Give me one sec. What's going on with this son of a bitch? Hold on. Don't worry, I'm getting there. I'm putting in this chat here because I'm about to ban some faggots in here. Hold on one second. Hold on, just gotta get wound up here for a second. Ban some faggots. Oh yeah, who is that faggot? Don't worry, faggot, I found you. Hold on one second. All right, what is going on here? Oh yeah, who do you guys think I'm gonna ban? Who do you think it's gonna be, guys? Who do you think I'm gonna go fucking tell them to go take a timeout? Who do you think it's gonna be? Do do do, acting like a goddamn faggot. That's what you are. Coming in here always piping off. Yep, it's you, Ethiopian faggot nigger. You're on timeout. Next time you start talking smack again, I'm gonna fucking, don't ever counter signal when I call a chick hot. Okay, you fucking faggot, you little BB.
BB?
All right. Sit, take a seat, you little BB, you little Jew bitch. All right, we got some AI slop to get into. Let's go, AI slop! Let's go! That was bold! What the tears on the town! Ah, slop nigger!
Crazy. Is that all you got?
Bow, bow. You win! Uh-oh, P. Diddy popped in there? Whoa, what is this fucking gay nigger doing here?
Party at my place after the fight.
Nope, awkward. Awkward, alright. Sometimes I like some good old-fashioned AI slop. AI slop! Alright, how many of you... Oh, man, this is a great video. How many of you guys have worked in the trades? One, you've worked in the trades, or two, you never worked in the trades. What kind of trades? Bro, what have you done, bro? What kind? Electrical, plumbing, roofing, general contractor, bro? Laborer? Concrete? What you do, bro? What you do, bro? Boilermaker? Concrete. Concrete's kind of cool, man. I've seen these driveways where they're doing like super cool brick driveways, but it's just the concrete and it's not brick. Crane operator, that's some cool shit, man. That's make good money. That kind of working heavy equipment. Stamp is cool, yeah. Framing, nice. Roofing, man. I did roofing for one summer. Ooh boy, that's definitely a man's job. That's a manly man's job. That's really hard. That's very scary. And I was, listen, man, I think I was like 18 that summer. And I was like, oh no, this is wild going up and down this ladder, carrying all this heavy shit. It is, that's probably one of the hardest. I don't know. What do you think the hardest trade job is? Okay. I would say the easiest would probably be, it's dangerous, but I would say probably easiest on the body. I would say, you know, being an electrician. Probably say that's probably the easiest, but you need some brains in order to, you know, kind of make that job easy so you don't kill yourself. Underwater welder. That sounds, well, you know, oil rigs, I always hear that's pretty fucking dangerous. That's pretty dangerous. I'm talking about like building a house though. Like, you know, not like you know, welding underwater or doing the oil rigs. I'm talking like actually building a house. HVAC, nah. Let's say HVAC. Construction is enjoyable. Yeah, it is. What do you think here? What do you think? Hardest? I would say, you know, pipe fitters are, I guess that's more like commercial, but pipe fitters, that's pretty, that's a pretty tough job too, right? Pipe fitters on a commercial job, right? Coal miner. No, we're talking about houses, goddammit. Houses, 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 not door-to-door sales. Come on now. Okay, so anyhow, sheetrocking. Sheetrocking's tough. Sheetrocking is tough. I'd say that's one of the hardest. This guy makes it look easy. There's not too many white sheetrockers anymore. I did some sheetrocking back in the day. I actually enjoyed it. Okay, take a look at this guy. This guy's got skill. This is like, look at this guy go. Just look at him. Just look at this guy. Look how quick he is. Boom, boom. Look how fast he is. Hold on. Look at that. This dude's like, look at this dude. I mean, he's cooking. Look at this guy cooking. This has no sound, but I'm really enjoying it, man. That's not sped up. That's called that's him working a trade and being actually really good at it. Oh, that's fucking wild, bro. That is wild. Wow. I'm just fascinated. Can anyone do that fast in this chat? That's pretty fucking quick, dude. Wow. I don't know, man. For some reason, dude, I feel like. And you see, like, these Mexicans, they're just, like, they're slop, dude. Mexicans are just fucking hacks, slop. Anything you do. Hey, you guys know that I hate marijuana, right? Everyone know that? Everyone know that I hate marijuana? Okay, how many dope smokers do we got in here right now? Come on, be honest. Say, yeah, I smoke dope. Say you smoke weed. Go ahead. Say. I'm not going to ban you. Just be honest. I'm just going to hold you accountable. You're smoking now? Oh, are ya? Yeah? You're gonna fucking take a time out, you little fucking faggot. You fucking nigger. Someone, time that fucker out. Time him out. I'm too old to fucking catch. Time that fucking nigger. Go take a seat. Go fucking smoke your little bong load, you little faggot. The fuck you doing watch my show, you little fucking queer? Alright, now listen. Alright, every time you pick up that fucking bong, okay, you need to think of this fucking Jew right here. Okay? This is what you think. You need to go like, dude, I am smoking nigger weed and the Jews like this fucking Seth Rogen faggot. Okay. This Seth Rogen faggot. Okay. Are the ones that are promoting it. Okay. Take a look at this here. All right. Take a look at this. All right.
Hi, it's Seth, and if you're like me, you roll a lot of joints. So many joints that you decided you had to invent your own rolling tray to accommodate your joint rolling needs. So here's the all-in-one joint rolling tray.
I'm going to make you watch this, okay? To know that you're a fucking faggot, nigger, weed-smoking bitch.
We have a paper dispenser.
Just think about this every time you smoke your nigger weed, you fucking simp faggot. Get your estrogen levels way up.
You roll it up. And then
we got a lot of fucking weed smokers in here.
Holder here. You twist that up. You put that in your joint.
Oh, Registry, are you retarded?
We even give you an ashtray.
Poor faggot.
Isn't that adorable?
All right, there you go. There you go. See, I'm triggering some of the potheads. Listen, man, really thinning out the herd here, right? Thinning out the herd. Yep, it is what it is, man. That's nigger weed, and it's endorsed by Jews. Take a look at this speed square here. I like this right here. Shout out to who's actually been quitting weed this year. One, if you've actually started making an attempt to put down the nigger weed. Or two, if you smoke nigger weed every fucking day like a goddamn nigger. Quit last year. That's good. 1 year sober from it. 1 year. Good job. 13 weeks. Erica, good job. Years ago, returned to Ropa. One, two. Hey, listen, Panzer Take. I do appreciate the honesty. I do. Try to put it down. It's really just not good for our people. This year, 2 months off. That's good. Stopped in 2024 after hearing nigger weed. That's good. 7 years so far. No lie. Good job. Base Woff. Get on it, man. Get on it. Wolfman Dan says, never. Nope. Not Wolfman Dan. She ain't doing it. No. All right. Let's keep it going here. All right. Hopefully you guys are here for the long haul. Speaking of trades, that's a giant speed square.
Jaff Goy Voffin sent 50 mile height. I'll chat. Support till they make you say uncle. Then support no more.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Boy, white power, guys. White power. Yeah, it's going to be – I don't know if we're going to be able to make bonus, to be honest. A lot of people are a little bit nervous going over to PowerChat. Get over to PowerChat. Set up a goddamn account. Thank you, Jeff. Boy, white power. Take a look at this speed square. Massive. Okay? Look at how huge this is. This isn't a midget hand. Okay? This is a grown man with a speed square. Take a look at how big this thing is. But look. Take a look at this.
Just listen to these sounds.
Listen to this. This is cool. It is. Listen to this, bro. Have you ever done that before? Don't tell me this is AI. Please don't tell me this is AI. Did they really make that noise? I want to try this. It's legit. The Speed Square Boomerang. Man. I could hear that all day. I don't know what it is about that. There's something in that frequency, man. Is anyone else tripping out on that? Did anyone feel that? Is anyone like a little bit high right now, man? Anyone a little bit high right now? We a little bit high right now, bro? We getting a little high right now, bro? Oh, man, my fucking goddamn it. Son of a bitch. Fucking snap cam, you goddamn nigger fuck. Hold on 1 second. We're going to do this. Hold on. Uh-oh. We're restarting it. Hold on. Wait. Nope. Hold on. Let's see. Shit. How do I do this? Okay. Well, whatever. We're not doing it. God damn it. I had a joke filter. All right. You guys ready? And what's this girl's name? Her name is, what is her name? You guys know this woman's name. Here. Let me put her up over here. Get her centered right over here. Let's get this centered right over here. What's this chick's name? Help me out here, guys. What's her name? I kind of forgot her name. She's a comedian. Is it Leonard? What the fuck is her goddamn name? Leonardo Joe. I keep wanting to say like Angelina Jolie. Leonardo Jolie. Okay. Take a look at this clip here.
Have you noticed this? Every time you go to a gas station, it's owned by an Indian. A lot of these hotels are owned by Indians. And you're like, wow, these must be really capable people. Actually, what's going on is they get these loans. The government favors them. They get these low to no interest loans where they don't have to pay interest for, I think, like the first 3 years. Okay. And then when the interest is going to kick in, they sell their business to another Indian family member who gets a new loan for no to low interest. And they go ahead and buy another business with a new loan. And then they keep this thing in the circle. So they are effectively blocking Americans from running their own businesses in their own countries. This is unacceptable. Unacceptable.
You see this?
And people have to realize that you can't just sit back and wait. Oh, maybe President Trump will do this. Maybe this person will do this. This is how we got into this boat. And so I'm finding that there's a lot of people who are actually starting their own organizations to stop this. And that was one of the organizations that I was going to talk to you about, which is called Save Indiana Heritage. Hmm. And this is the first anti-immigration group that has been founded in Indiana, which is insane because Indiana is a blatantly red state. And the founders have told me that you know, all of a sudden they're going into these most remote areas in their state, like rural areas.
This is true. Listen, when we did the Name the Nose tour, when we were in Kentucky, there were a bunch of Jeets out in Kentucky, right? When we were out doing the Name the Nose tour in Tennessee, we stayed out there in Kentucky, and there were a bunch of Jeets, man, a lot of brown people. You're like, what are you doing here? We're supposed to be in Kentucky in the rural area, and they're fucking brown people.
Where you traditionally did not see people of different ethnicities, and it is completely overrun by
Robbie!
Robbie Jessen, $14.88, mein Volk.
Hey, thank you. Hey, white power. White power, white power, Robbie. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. White power, white power! All right, so this... I'm all for. Listen, man. If she ignores the whole Jesus shit and she talks about white people standing up against browns, I'm cool with that. Let's go.
Rural areas where you traditionally did not see people of different ethnicities, and it is completely overrun by immigrants from other cultures taking over the national parks. They're polluting. They're loud.
Let's just call them brown shitskins. I think once we normalize brown shitskins, we're ready to win the battle.
And they're completely destroying their heritage. So they started an organization to actually work against this, and they want this to be replicable in the different states so that citizens on the ground can start fighting.
This is April 28th.
That is the non-violent solution. Working within the system.
But doesn't the violent solution sound more fun? Let's just be honest, guys. Press 1 if the violent solution sounds more fun. I mean, do we always have to do, like, by the book? Can we just have some fun? I would love to drown an Indian in the toilet. You know? Like, before I die, I would just want to take an Indian's head, right? See him at a gas station, walk up on him while he's, like, trying to take a dump on the floor. I'm like, what are you doing? You fucking Indian. Fucking, yeah! Kick him in the fucking face. Take him by his fucking head. Fucking take his fucking little Indian fucking frail body and his little fucking head, shake it around, fucking shove his fucking face in the goddamn concrete, rubbing his fucking Indian skull into his own shit, right? Then I take his fucking poop, I'm like, you fucking poop face fucking piece of shit, sir, right? Take him by his little fucking head, shove it right in the toilet seat, right in the toilet, right? Start drowning that fucker, flushing the toilet on him. Just fuck, get the fuck out, you fucking dead motherfucking idiot piece of shit! Right. I get up and I just fucking kick his head in there one more time. And then I go buy some beef jerky. Put 40 on 2, please. And then I just drive away. Yeah, it's just like that. Just like that. Yep! Just murdered a brown guy. Kind of deserved it.
Jaff Goy Boffin sent $25 more support. Aww. I did not say uncle yet.
Hey, Jaff Goy. Wait, listen. Way to rile these guys up. Okay, listen, man. Don't make Jaff Goy, Robbie J, and Return to Europa fucking hit the dono goal, okay? Everyone go over to goddamn Power Chat, support the goddamn stream, all right? Sorry I got to be a dick about it, okay? But everyone's used to the entropy, so if you can, okay? Friendly reminder. Friendly. Friendly for now. Okay, here we go.
Dumb. Using our ability to organize politically, to push for our own interests, to do this in a nonviolent manner. Because I'm telling you, Alex,
let's
this
get violent.
Is the most armed country in America.
Yeah!
Guns in America.
Yeah!
Citizens.
Yeah!
And when it push comes to shove, when people
fuck yeah!
their families,
we're killing Jeets!
The river outside their house being polluted, a nonviolent solution is not going to be viable anymore. And I would like to avoid that because life is very precious. All human life is precious.
I love that she's dog whistling some violence. Yes. I kind of like it. I'm digging it, man. I'm digging it.
So this is...
And you know Harrison. Harrison's a total faggot. Okay. Harrison would be like, well, I've got a slingshot at home and a BB gun and an airsoft. I'm ready.
Our chance to actually...
Oh!
Return to Europa sent $25.88 final solution.
Hey, Return to Europa. White power, man. Thank you for... Thank you for supporting the stream, man. White power. I appreciate you big time, man. White power. All right, here we go. You guys ready? What do you think of the back of my computer, man? You like it? Here, take a look at that. Is this look good? Does this look, you guys, anyone, you guys got anything on your computer? I was like, listen, man, listen, we don't need the stickers. I just, what do you guys think? Right? Who needs stickers? I just wrote it myself. Love it? Love it? It does look good, right? It looks good. All right. Moving on. How many of you guys are, okay, on a 1 to 10, okay, how optimistic are you for the white race to survive? Like, let's do 1 to 100. Let's reframe this a little bit, recalculate. 1 to 100, how optimistic are you that the white race is going to survive? Wake up, realize who we are, do something about it, okay? Let's see what everyone say. Oh, man, some people. Oh, yeah, I was like that yesterday.
Jesus, Foreskin Eater sent $5.
There we go.
We just need to build more trains. They will do the work for us.
Trains? What do we get? Oh, trains for the Jeets. Ah, I got you. Yeah, I know about that. I know about that. Okay, so some of you guys are a little bit optimistic. Some of you guys aren't. Sometimes, to be honest, there's times where I'm like, what am I doing this for? And there's too many people that are pussies. I swear, the last generation of real men came out of the 80s, maybe the early 90s. Sorry if you're a youngster, okay? I'm betting, okay, on the youth, okay? On the youth, the kids that are like 8 to 15 years old right now, that gap right there, that's what I'm saying, that that is going to be the ones that change everything, the ones that are going to be radical, right? The ones that go, listen, man, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to do this anymore. No, I'd rather die than do this, okay? I would rather die than do this. I don't want to be in this. Okay, those kids that are going to get super duper radicalized, right? That's where I go, listen, it's going to be those guys and guys like myself. I'm here to help. I'm here to help, and I'm here to be a body and get down when the get down's getting down. All right. So, but it all, what I'm trying to get at is where's your thinking at? Are you like a positive person, or are you kind of negative? Yeah, you're positive. In general, let's take the white race scenario out of this for a second. Let me just ask you, in general, are you a positive person? Serious question. Doom-pilled, both. I would say that I'm majority of the time, I'm pretty positive. There's a lot of things that are on my plate right now where I am just kind of like, just feel like the world is coming down on me. And usually I'm really happy and, people want to be around me. Oh, HT, he's funny. He's nice. He's really a good dude. Usually I have that kind of energy, right? These days I've just been, not too many of those days in a row, And I saw this video. I was like, I know that we're down in the dump sometimes. I got to change the thinking a little bit here. Let's take a look at this video and see what I'm talking about.
Negative people ruin your life.
Uh-oh.
There was a study that was done in 2006 called the Bad Apple Effect, where they took a group of 5 people and randomly added a negative person to some of the groups to see how it would affect the groups while working on tasks. Groups with 1 negative person did 40% worse on all of their tasks, and the quality of their work decreased by 25%. They also found that the groups with a negative person had 50% more conflicts, which led to more disagreements and less collaboration. The crazy part, though, the real crazy part, is these sessions were only about 30 to 60 minutes. Some of you have had a negative person in your life your entire life.
Ooh,
imagine what they are doing to you mentally. You have to be okay with letting them go, because your mental health is so important that you need to prioritize that over everything else in your life.
Wow, I think that is very important, okay? God, that really hit home with me. I'm going to actually watch that again, because I think that is a pretty powerful message, okay? You want to know why I know that? Because I always tell people, part of the way that I was able to get through some of my harshest struggles in my life was simply having an attitude of being grateful for the little things in my life, right? Just the little, groceries, grateful. Health, grateful. A roof over my head, grateful. Animals that love me, grateful. A soft woman with some nice boobs in my bed, grateful. Okay. You know, there's something. Listen, man, you got to be grateful for the puss time to time. Okay. Don't be ungrateful. You're not going to get puss. Okay. If you want to keep the white race going, you gotta be grateful when you get the puss. All right. So listen, let's run this back one more time here.
Negative people ruin your life. There was a study that was done in 2006 called the Bad Apple Effect, where they took a group of 5 people and randomly added a negative person to some of the groups to see how it would affect the groups while working on tasks. Groups with 1 negative person did 40% worse on all of their tasks, and the quality of their work decreased by 25%.
Wow! Oh! That's not good.
Big Ben sent $10. Good evening.
Dude, Big Ben.
We have a moral obligation to pillow these boomers. Ohio is cooked. Jeet face Vivek won a landslide and it wasn't even close.
I know. Listen, I'm going to be elaborating on that in a few. We're going to get there. I'm just a little bit long-winded tonight. I'm excited to do this show. I got excited to do this show, but we've got a little bit of update on Ohio and that kind of stuff. Okay. So you could be as efficient as possible and then you throw some bad egg in there, some rotten fruit, and it could take a quarter of your productivity away. That's not good.
People and randomly added a negative person to some of the groups to see how it would affect the groups while working on tasks. Groups with 1 negative person did 40% worse on all of their tasks, and the quality of their work decreased by 25%. They also found that the groups with a negative person had 50% more conflicts,
wow,
which led to more disagreements and less collaboration. The crazy part, though, like the real crazy part, is these sessions were only about 30 to 60 minutes. Some of you have had a negative person in your life your entire life. Imagine what they are doing to you mentally. You have to be okay with letting them go, because your mental health is so important that you need to prioritize that over everything else in your life.
All right. I don't know, man. That's pretty deep. It's pretty deep. Yeah, it's crazy.
Jaff Goy Voffin sent $25 more support. It is needed, people.
Damn, Jaff Goy, is he single-handedly going to show everyone up on Power Chat? Don't make him do it, guys. Don't make him do it. Support the show. Jaff Goy, White Power Man, thank you very much, okay? No more. No more. Listen, appreciate you. You're fucking awesome, bro. No more. That's it. That's it, okay? That's it, all right? Jaff Goy, tell Jaff Goy no more donating to the show, all right? No more donating to the show, Jaff Goy. You take it off, all right? Now, how many of you guys do appreciate it big time, man? White Power. Okay, White Power. It's got to be a group effort. All right, now, listen, how many of you guys have heard of America First? Most of you have. Most of you guys have heard America First, but have you heard of America First United?
Return to Europa sent
$25.88. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Return to Europa, man. Big thank you. Big thank you, man. Hey, listen, this show probably wouldn't go on without Return to Europa and Jaff Goy and all the people that are daily with supporting this show. Robbie, you know, Barrett Wampen, Blade SS, you know who you are. All right, thank you. Thank you. Okay. All right. So there's America First, which is the Groypers. And what is the definition?
TND 1776 sent $5. Nigger, nigger, fuck Jesus.
Oh, man. There's nothing better than hearing that, man. That's music to my ears. Thank you, TND 1776. White Power, bro. All right. Now, listen, guys. There's America First. That's Groypers. And then you have America First United, which is like a little bit of a spinoff. Okay. And I guess it was hosted by a Jewish woman and a bunch of betas. Okay, now Joel Webbin showed up. Okay, Joel Webbin, let's take a look at how many of you guys are familiar with Joel Webbin. He's like one of the, you know, biggest upcoming Christ cucks on the internet, and I guess he actually has a church. He actually has a building. He's actually trying to do anti-Semitic pro-white Christianity. We'll see how that goes.
Those are the four pillars.
Okay, hold on. Let's turn it up here. He sounds like he's coming in like a beta.
Those are the four pillars: Christian nationalism, patriarchy, race realism, and anti-Jew supremacy here in a non-Jewish nation. Thank you.
Shout out to Joel Webbin.
That was incredible. As you guys know, we are running a little over. If I could have everyone please...
Hey, listen, it sounds like an English person, but it looks like a Zippa.
Keep in their seats. We're going to have a couple more speakers and then a panel.
Isn't it weird seeing like a half chink with a British accent? Kind of weird, huh?
And then you'll all be provided dinner for the speakers and the guests that you brought along with.
Hey!
Hire sent $5, took me 30 seconds to make this Power Chat account white fucking power /.
You hear that? 30 seconds, man. Appreciate it. Tier, white power, bro. White fucking power. Thank you. All right. I like that you guys are pressuring them. All right. Now, listen. Listen, this is weird. Okay? This is a Christian Science experiment right here. Okay?
Thank you. The next person who...
Oh, she's from Australia. My bad. Bunch of chinks in Australia. We got our sister Truth in here.
I want to introduce is someone who I consider a patriot within this country. Is anyone here familiar?
Hey, guess who it's going to be, guys? Guess who's coming up next? A homosexual, a nigger, a Muslim, or a Jeet? A homosexual, a nigger, a Muslim, or a Jeet? Boop bop beep. All right.
We are with Carrie Prejean-Bolo. Are you aware of the fact that she was fired from the Religious Liberties Commission for standing up to the Jewish Zionistics, or supremacy, just supremacy, let's just say it, within the government, right? Well, I wasn't the only person disgusted by this, and neither were you. It was a beautiful patriotic woman called Samira Munshi, and she's going to speak here next and tell you a little bit about that experience and why she resigned in protest after that happened to Carrie. Come on up.
It's going to be tough following you.
Oh. You know what the sad thing is? You know what the sad thing about this is? She looks white. She looks like a white woman. Okay? Is anyone else getting the reading? She looks like a white woman who is, yeah, a Muslim. A white Muslim. Listen, man, there's a few of these. Okay, I got another clip of this, okay? You guys think Turkey, I think that's, I'm going to guess white.
The last speaker.
wait, maybe not. We'll see.
But bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah.
Maybe she's mixed.
I begin in the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Her mom was a sand burner. Okay, so her mom was a sand burner. Okay, let's just be honest, okay? I'm not going to take I'm taking half an L on that, okay? So obviously she's not 100% white, but she's definitely, she could be a rape baby. Oh my god. Someone said that in the chat. Okay, my low impulse control. I just read it and I was like, that was kind of funny. I like that's terrible. All right, so Joel Levin, he's like, you know, he spoke there, and then, you know, after he's talking about his heavenly father, just cause, you know, he's has to have to some Muslim goat fucker come up after him. So let's see what happens.
They were gracious. They were hospitable. I disagree.
He's talking about his experience, okay, at the America First United.
Hospitable. I disagree with the philosophy. I went to voice my disagreement, and I did. Other than that, though, they were very kind. The only thing that I did not appreciate is they scheduled this Muslim woman who offered a Muslim prayer to a false god directly. They could have scheduled her at any point throughout the day. They scheduled her directly after my speech.
Uh-oh.
So you have on video.
Pissed him off. You pissed off a Christian.
The microphone to the host, and the host immediately welcoming this woman wearing a hijab and then offering a prayer to demons. And I, you know, as a Christian pastor, I find that highly offensive.
He's a Muslim opener. Oh my God. We got to call him the Muslim opener. Is that who He's a Muslim opener, bro.
To be there, I found out a few days before that she was going to be there, but she was scheduled directly after me.
Bro, shut up. You open for Muslims. No one cares. Just shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Say Christ is
Say
Lord.
Say Christ is Lord.
Say Muhammad is Lord.
Say Christ is Lord.
I find that I was offended by that. So that was one thing that I think was kind of a low blow. I don't know if it was intentional.
It was intentional, bro. What you gonna do about it?
It seemed like more than just a coincidence. We're gonna have the Christian pastor, and then we're gonna get this cool optic of a Christian pastor immediately followed by this Muslim woman praying a Muslim prayer. It felt intentional.
It was, bro.
And if it was.
It was.
I take very great offense at that. I think.
Oh, yeah. So what are you going to do about it, bro? You going to pray harder?
I think that was wrong.
This is anyway, all you got?
That was the event. So a lot of.
You're not even going to slam your fist on the table, bro?
The criticisms.
You're not going to flip your table, bro? At least flip the chat. Press one if you want to flip the table. Let's fucking go. Flip the table, you pussy. Come on. Fucking puss.
The event has garnered over the last couple of days, I agree with. Because what fellowship...
What would Jesus have done?
What fellowship does light have with darkness? Does Christ have?
Oh my God, look at this. Who caught that? Oh, white petals. Look at this. The true side of a Christian. Look at this guy with a shelf full of fucking Jew poison in the back. Yep, that's what worshiping a Jew will make you do, man. Make you have to get drunk.
With Baal or Beelzebub, the answer is none. That you can't. There are certain people
do
that
nothing,
you cannot
man. I kiss
link
his feet.
Arms with.
I'm going to pray so
it
hard,
It has to be
bro.
Christian. It has to be. It has to be pro-white, not anti-white.
Bro. Please give me the pro-white verse of the Bible and I'll shut up.
First speaker that they kicked it off with, Jose Varga, his whole speech was an anti-white speech. Imagine that. Like, we're going to partner with this guy because he's against Israel, but his entire speech, other than
I
the things
the
that were against
now.
Israel, the whole rest of it was against white people. And white people make up the majority of the country that he wants to hold office.
Debatable.
How is that going to work? It doesn't work. One of the individuals, another woman who was there, I didn't know about this until I was at the event, but she allegedly was selling, at least at some point, maybe a few weeks ago.
She was selling her pussy on OnlyFans, say it.
Or months ago,
the
but was
bitch.
Selling t-shirts that say Dox Ice.
Oh, okay. All right.
Dox Ice.
Thought it was something else.
You can't partner with that. So you can't partner with the female libtard who wants to see ICE agents.
This guy's he's pretty offended right
families,
now.
Families.
We're gonna have to take a little time out, Joe. You're gonna have to pray about this, man. Your attitude's a little. Listen, man. One negative person like you can ruin your entire show.
You can't partner with the hijab Muslim girl.
He's working at 75% right now.
And you can't partner with the. The Mexican guy who's giving you a history of all the genocides.
But don't you partner with the Mexican brothers in Christ, bro?
Committed by white people and why white people are terrible. Meanwhile, he's wanting to hold office in a predominantly white country that was founded by white people. So there can be no unity.
Yeah, there can be no unity with nods. Yeah, he's right about that. That's right. This is, I just want to show you real quick. This is who he likes to work with. You can find this guy on Cameo. You guys remember Cameo?
Vinny of Ngotago sent $10.
Vinny!
Ha ha ha, white power here, some cash for the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, man. White power, shekel for a good guy. Let's go.
A shekel for a good guy.
How many of you guys have heard of Calvin Robertson? Take a look at this thing. This is what Christianity breeds. This is Joel Webbin's. This is Joel Webbin's bud. He does a show with this guy. Look at this thing. Oh my God! A pep talk. How much does a pep talk cost, guys? I might have to get a message sent to our show from this guy. Look at this guy, man. Look at this man. He's one handsome fella, bro. One handsome fella right here, huh? Wow, look what Jesus did with his parents. Wow. Wow. Dude, he's all, listen, how much is he? Let's see how much he costs. How much is he selling as $40, bro? This is a steal right here. $40. Bro, I might have to do it, bro. I might have to do it. I gotta get him to read John 4:22, bro. John 4:22. Oh, it'd be so good. Get a message from this guy. Oh man, have him endorse Nick Fuentes.
Jack Boy Boffin sent $25. Hilal Dono Boffin SS and especially return to Europa.
Yeah, man. Big thank you, guys. Appreciate you. White power. Thank you. Thank you. All right. You're the man, Jeff Goy. Thank you so much. All right. We're keeping it moving. We're keeping it grooving. Okay. What if you guys are here for the long haul, too, if you got other things to do? I said, one, you're here for the long haul. Two, you got other things to do. You better stay here for the long haul. I'm going to punch you in the face now, would I? Here we go. Take a look at this. This is, what's this guy's name? I don't know. It's Chomo, King Charles the Faggot.
The Christian faith is a firm anchor and daily inspiration that guides us, not only personally.
Fuck yeah.
That guides us not only personally, but together as members of our community. Having devoted
return
a large
to
part of
oh, that's it?
$40.88. Let's hear it. Say the verse.
Bro, son of a bitch.
Shut the fuck up. Say Christ is Lord.
You better say Christ is Lord.
Say Christ is Lord.
Return to Europa, Jeff Goy. You son of a biscuits. I appreciate you. Thank you. You're fucking awesome. You're fucking awesome. The chat loves you too.
Guys, it's not only personally, but together as members of our community. Having devoted a large
there's
part
nothing
of my
more
life
they fear
to
than you
relationships.
Believing in Jesus. And is he a Muslim now?
And greater understanding.
He's just
it is that phase
switching
of
the gears,
triumph.
Huh? All right, listen, you get the gist here. You get the gist. Okay, moving on. What else do we got here? Take a look at this one. Oh, man. Some good news. Jacob Hersant. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob Hersant, one of my favorites. One of my favorites. This guy's awesome. Take a look.
Yeah, you're confident in your defense?
Well, who knows if it will be successful.
So Jacob Hersant, this is him speaking to the media.
White Wolf sent $5.
Dude, thank you. White Wolf, white power. White Wolf, white power. Give White Wolf some bolts. All right, so we got, it says, nationalist activist Jacob Hersant speaks to the media outside court where he and three others are being prosecuted for allegedly booing during the Welcome to Country at an Anorak Day Dawn service.
$5.
Thanks,
Big
Ben.
Shout out to Robbie J. Doing great work banning the goons and dopers from the entire site.
That's right.
Heil chat, heil, hide, heil, Robbie J.
Yeah, he puts a site-wide ban on him. Site-wide ban. No one should be jailed for expressing their political views. He's absolutely right. Let's get back to it.
It's a very politicized issue, which is...
Holy smokes.
$0.88, $10.
Jeez
These niggers never been in a yurt.
That's right, man. Listen, yurts are cool, man. Have you ever seen a two-story yurt? I was looking at those. I was like, can I make that work? Put a staircase, a little spiral staircase, do three yurts. Yurts are kind of cool, man. Open space, I like that. Open floor plan.
Unfortunately, I don't think the criminal justice system should be used
Thank
to
you.
Enforce
Mashwitz.
Orthodoxy on the population. I think this trial itself is a disgrace. We're supposed
it's
a joke. To live in a liberal democracy, but every day it's proven through trials like this that we don't live
Stay
in a
me.
Democracy.
Can't.
If you go against the system, you're going to be dragged before the courts. And I've even been imprisoned. I've been put in solitary confinement for a month.
For lifting up his arm.
I gave a political gesture. So I find it disgraceful.
Because you were found guilty of convicted of breaking the law.
For politically expressing myself. So they've brought laws against political expression.
In this state. You broke the law that you were convicted of.
Yeah, and that's what I think is unjust. I think it's immoral to put someone in jail for their political views and
lifting his arm.
Yes, it may be against the law. I disagree with those laws. I think they're immoral.
How do you feel about there was a veteran in there today who was upset, visibly upset, a veteran today, someone who has served by what happened at the dawn service. How do you feel about that?
Oh, listen, someone was offended by you. How do you feel about that? Let's do the woman thing and let's act on emotions, right? Because listen, if someone's offended, well, by golly, it needs to be put to an end.
He's entitled to be offended, but there is a plurality of
views. Oh, he's entitled.
In the population and in the Defence Force. Some people do not like the Welcome to Country. Some people do like the Welcome to Country. The point of a democracy and of a liberal democracy is that people can express their point of view and disagree without being dragged to the courts and being imprisoned for their point of view.
No one's getting imprisoned for doing it. People
shouldn't be threatened.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the media. I can talk to you later.
People shouldn't be threatened.
You're talking to me now.
I've learned the lesson of not wasting my time with people.
Then don't waste your time.
Shut up, you fat slob, nigger. Move on.
People be able to go to public ceremonies.
Sorry, I can't hear you over
that. Shouldn't people be able to go to a public event and feel safe, feel part of it,
rather than
feeling under threat? As the mother who was there today said, she felt scared.
For lifting his arm,
safety is the highest value. I think that being able to express yourself politically is more important than some people feeling offended or perhaps feeling intimidated or things like that.
So children feeling scared and their parents feeling scared at an important ceremony for all Australians.
Wow, women and children, again, tugging on the heartstrings, total manipulation, total woman manipulation right here.
That's not important.
Well, what are they feeling scared about? Booing? Like, do children feel scared about booing?
Your actions, how you were behaving.
Do children feel scared about booing at the football, for example? Why are they scared? Tell me, why are they scared?
Because of the way your behavior was threatening.
He was booing.
He was
booing.
How was it threatening? I was expressing my disagreement with the Welcome to Country. As the defense lawyer produced, 50% of the country agrees with me.
Boom.
So it's actually a...
But 50% of the country doesn't interrupt the boom service.
They didn't because they're scared of being prosecuted and jailed. That's the very issue.
Are you hopeful that the charges will be thrown out at the end of the contest?
I don't think they're going to be thrown out. Maybe I'll be found not guilty on the offensive behaviour, hopefully, but in this political climate, I wouldn't bet on it.
Are you aware that charge carries up to 5 years in jail?
The 5 years. It's not 5 years in jail. I think it's 3 months in jail. The grossly offensive behaviour charge has 5 years in jail, but that's a different charge from just regular offensive behaviour.
So you're prepared to go to jail again for this, though?
Well, the thing about going to jail is you don't decide yourself if you go to jail. The magistrate does. I don't want to go to jail, especially for something that I don't think anyone should be jailed for. No one should be jailed for their political views and expressing their political views.
God, this makes you upset. This makes me, hey, listen, big Romans to Jacob Hassan. Class act. White power, man. Fucking filters are broken again. Oh, here we go. Hey, what's up? I'm back, nigga. Oh, shit. Oh, they let the monkey out the bag. I made it back. I'm back again. This is a man's world. Oh, this is a white man's world. Don't you forget it, bitch. Okay, listen here. Getting out of pussy. All right, listen. Hold on. God damn it, son of a biscuit. Okay, we're good. We're so back. We're so back. We're so fucking back right now. All right. Hold on one second. All right, well, listen, nothing better than some NSN and then follow it up with a nice goddamn lowlife nigger.
Goddamn lowlife nigger!
Take a look at this thing. All right, this is Erin Rose Phillip, the first black transgender woman who's a quadriplegic cerebral palsy signed to a major modeling agency arriving at the Met Gala, bro! Bro, I seriously, look at this, are you fucking kidding me, look at this, oh my god, look at this, would you look at this, oh my god, holy shit, let's get another view, oh here we go. She is the definition of beauty, and white people hate that.
I fucking hate niggers so much it's unreal.
Look at this fucking sex queen. Fuck yeah. Finna get some pussy. Finna get some pussy. Finna get that wheelchair pussy. Gonna come up behind and say what it do. Then I'm gonna grab that nigga's boobs. Gonna say, hey, I heard you can't walk, but I put this dick in your mouth so you can't talk. Ha! My dick. Got my real, real dick. On a quadriplegic. Shit, shit, shit. Oh my goodness. That's a man, baby. What is going on? What the fuck? I thought that was a joke. I thought that was a joke. And when I saw that, it was legit. I was like, wow. Wow! We are so fucking Weimar. Yes, we are so Weimar. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, listen. I don't know if you know who Mark Levin is, but he's got a service announcement to make. Let's go.
You got a problem with Jesus, bro?
A few moments later.
The hate crimes against Jews in Europe are through the roof. Against Jews in the United States are through the roof. Does anybody care about World War II and the Holocaust anymore?
No! I don't think so, bro. I don't think so. I don't think anyone cares anymore. I don't think anyone cares anymore. Nope. I don't think...
Holocaust anymore?
Holocaust?
Does anybody care about World War II and the Holocaust anymore? We're supposed to hate Israel.
Yeah.
Hate Netanyahu.
Netanyahu.
The Jews got us in this war with Iran. The president has said over and over again, BS. I make the decisions as president of the United States. But the drumbeat goes on and on and on. People are going to get hurt more than already have been hurt, and people are going to get killed. We have a media in this country and a Democrat party in this country and, frankly, a woke right in this country, mostly...
Yeah, media is owned by you, fucking Jews. Shut up.
This country, mostly podcasters, that are giving aid and comfort to a vile enemy that has killed thousands of Americans and that has maimed thousands of Americans.
Doesn't anyone care about the Holocaust anymore?
The greatest supporter of terrorism in the world that has tried to assassinate our president and other public officials. And we have people in this country that act like it's no big deal.
No big deal!
They accuse the Secretary of War of war crimes. They accuse the President of the United States of war crimes. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. God, jeez Louise. God, some of my filters don't want to work. Some of them do want to work. Yeah, this is too bad. My filter game's a little sorry tonight. All right, well, we're just moving on. Moving and grooving.
...north of the country in April, carving a path of destruction. Over 200 tornadoes hit over 20 states, closely clustered in the last couple of weeks.
Uh-oh.
And hurricane season is...
Wait, you guys know that this chick's a Jew, right? Like, press one if you knew that. You know that she's a Jew? She's a bleach blonde Jew. A bleach blonde Jew. She's a Jew, Jew, Jew. She's a Jew. Don't let the blonde hair fool you. She is Jewish.
In April, carving a path of destruction. Over 200 tornadoes hit over 20 states, closely clustered in the last couple
closely
of weeks.
Closely clustered, CC.
And hurricane season is just around
it.
The corner.
Who caught it?
Our story tonight is about what happens after these natural disasters. A pattern has emerged
a
in
pattern?
Recent years in which militias, conspiracists, and white supremacists show up to hard-hit communities, as they did last week in Texas.
Uh-oh, guys. White people giving a fuck. This is a problem here. White people can't give a fuck about white people. They've got to give a fuck about niggers. Don't you have a church to go to?
Militias, conspiracists, and white supremacists show up to hard-hit communities, as they did last week in Texas, offering help. But they've been called disaster tourists who are out to sow doubt in government, soften their own image, and gain followers. September 2024. Jeez. Hurricane Helene barreled
through
design. North Carolina with forces so powerful it nearly wiped the town of Bat
Big
Cave.
Big Ben sent $5. Hail Rundo.
Hail Rundo. Let's go. Yeah, this is This is some Rundo stuff right here. If you press one, if you guys know who Rob Rundo is. Rob Rundo made it to the big leagues. Yeah, this is a little special on some Rob Rundo. I'd like to have him on the show. I'd love to have Rob Rundo on the show. You know what? I think he's an awesome guy. He's training his guys how to fight, right? He's pretty awesome, right? He's definitely struggled, been on the run. You know, I just want to talk to him about the whole Jew worshiping thing. Hey, Rob, listen, man, dude, I fucking love what you're doing, man. Keep up the good work, man. Can we talk about this whole, like, Jesus thing a little bit? That would be bad. Can we just, like, drop it, though? Like, can I have Rob Rundo on, tell him how amazing he is, and just be like, hey, man, let's have a talk about this whole Jesus thing. Let's take about, like, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, talk about all the activism, all that shit, you know, like, all your fucking accomplishments, and then let's talk about this Jesus thing. Because, like, well, listen, we both agree we want men to be fucking badass motherfuckers, right? We want bad motherfuckers, fearless motherfuckers, right? White guys with fucking confidence. White guys that are ready to fucking kill, okay? At the drop of a hat. How are we going to do this, Rob? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this, Rob, when we got white people worshiping a motherfucking Jew? You know what the answer is going to be. Jesus isn't a Jew. I'm going to be like, oh, all right. Oh, hold on a second. I'm going to have to put on the gloves with Rob Rundo right now. I'm a little bit out of shape. You guys think, listen, man, I might have to put on the gloves with Rob Rundo over this whole Jesus question. No, I wouldn't do that. But I do think it would be interesting to have Rob Rundo on the show. And feel free to talk about all that stuff. I love what Rob Rundo does. I think he's amazing. But I also do want to ask him about the Christian question, because like all of us here, we've all kind of woken up. I'd say 80% of the audience at one point in time here was Christian. And, you know, the freedom of not calling yourself a sinner or like having to worry about heaven or hell, like it's, you know, it's got to be refreshing. Is it refreshing? Are you refreshed? Are you tired of like, aren't you refreshed that you don't have to wake up in the morning and go, God, man, such a fucking sinner, such a loser. Oh, God, look at my little kiddo over there, 4 years old, beautiful blonde hair, blue eyes, kiddo, fucking sinner. Oh, God, I fucking look at her. She's a sinner, right? You know what I mean? It's refreshing, all right?
Off the map, lifting homes and toppling trees.
Imagine taking in a box of toothpicks and dumping them on your kitchen counter.
Oh, this guy sounds bright. Watch out. Watch out, guys. This guy's a smarty pants right here.
Sheriff Lowell Griffin faced a daunting Lowell. Rescue task.
LOL Griffin.
We had already experienced days,
days.
Of heavy rain. And
days.
Then the hurricane comes through.
Like a triple whammy.
Yes. Yes.
Then,
you know, this guy goes
wind.
To church.
Outsiders started pouring into North Carolina.
So we got a lot of work to get done. If you're able to,
including an influx of anti-government far-right groups.
Uh-oh.
These folks that we're talking about, they were in the minority. However, that minority can create chaos. And that's what we ran into.
Race traitor.
Did some of these outsiders launch their own rescue operations?
We had some folks wanting to act as a militia coming in to take over, to, in their mind, bring some sort of self-deployed law and order to the area.
With weapons?
Yes, ma'am.
So that's like taking your time from the real rescue to deal with them?
It is. It is.
The sheriff himself didn't see all the groups, but we know among those to show up were members of white nationalist group Active Club.
Uh-oh.
Going to a disaster relief is directly helping our people.
You go in to help white people?
Yeah.
Robert Rundo co-founded Active Club in 2020 as a place for disgruntled young white men to work out together while
kick
sharing the ideology. With nearly 90 chapters, it's been described by watchdogs as one of the country's fastest-growing white supremacist networks that are anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, and anti-democracy.
I want to set up a chapter.
They also hold mixed martial arts tournaments.
We get together with the boys, we box, we travel.
Do you think of it as fun?
Of course. You know, there's fun in fascism.
Fun in fascism?
Yeah, bitch.
I'm a nationalist.
What does that mean?
A nationalist?
Yeah.
Means I put my people first.
Would you say white supremacist?
No, I think that's a slanderous term.
But my people are white people, European white people.
Right, and there's plenty of organizations that are geared towards other ethnic groups, right? If we don't look out for ourselves, who is?
I know that your organization has gone to floods, fires, hurricanes. What if you came upon someone who wasn't white but is suffering because of the flood?
Like, if there was, like, a guy on fire, would I give him water? Yeah, I'd probably give him water.
When you go into these areas, are you recruiting?
We hand out flyers. You know, if somebody wants to contact us later, that's fine. But just us showing up changes somebody's opinion, someone's mind. So the next time when they put something out and they say, these evil guys, they say, wait a second, that's the guy who came when my house was on fire and helped me out.
Many of these outside groups want to build, as one of their posts states, a pro-white parallel system.
Reclaim America!
One of the more prominent white supremacist groups that showed up in North Carolina was Patriot Front. They cut down trees and handed out bread.
Are you sure just one loaf?
But Freddie Cruz from the Western State Center, a hate group watchdog, says these white nationalists go to disasters primarily to build a following.
Cheap Mexican.
These people come in, they hand out water, they help clean up the debris. Whatever their ideology, they're doing something positive.
Go home, Beater.
What we're seeing is actually these
Shining
people
Lightning
show up and...
$5 use Proton to email these guys.
Use Proton. Proton mail? Yeah, I really want to get Rob Rundo on the show. Yeah. I think that would be cool.
Generate a whole bunch of social media content. We're dubbing it disaster tourism.
And then they leave?
Disaster tourism. How about good white people doing the right thing? Fucking spick motherfucker. This is what I'm talking about. We can't even fucking help our own people without being like, labeled monsters.
What we're seeing is actually these groups will show up and generate a whole bunch of social media content. We're dubbing it disaster tourism.
And then they leave?
How about brown tourism? That's what we got here. We got a brown tourist that has extended his welcome.
Actually, these groups will show up and generate a whole bunch of social media content. We're dubbing it disaster tourism.
And then they leave?
That's generally what we see.
When do you leave?
That's unlike veterans relief groups like Team Rubicon or religious organizations like Samaritan's Purse that come in after disasters, coordinate with authorities, and stay a while. When you go into an area that's distressed, do you coordinate in any way with the local law enforcement, with the sheriff?
Absolutely not. They would probably do everything they can to prevent us.
True.
What do you say to people who argue that you go in, the purpose is to have some video shot of you handing out some water, and then you leave? And the whole point was to get that video so that you could post it by
that
saying.
That kind of sounds like what everyone does, right? That's what a president does. When he goes into a community, they have the cameras there. So is that bottle of water actually being handed out? Absolutely it is. Does our guys actually care and feel for the people that are helping out? Absolutely. Do we also video it and put it out there to show another side of us? Absolutely.
These extremist groups put out videos after floods.
Patriot Front is here, continuing efforts in Central Texas.
They put out videos during fires.
We are here in Santa Monica Pier, collecting donations for victims of the wildfires.
They figured out that videos about natural disasters can reach a whole new, large audience.
I think white nationalists are interested in natural disasters because...
Uh-oh, what do we have here?
Everybody is interested in natural disasters.
Jewish.
John Kelly heads Graphica, a firm analyzing how content spreads online.
Maybe not.
There are very few things that bring the public's attention to focus on one thing in unison, and natural disasters is one of those.
These groups, through natural disasters, are trying to change their image. They're trying to say we're wholesome.
That's one of the things that characterizes the current groups, is that they've kind of decided to leave the more triggering iconography in the closet and try to appeal to a more mainstream audience. not to do things that turn people off, the way that marching around with swastikas would turn people off.
A lot of mainstream media, how they depict us, they like to show a guy who's in camo, trucker hat, maybe overweight, face tattoo, something like this. What I wanted to do was to create something positive for young guys like myself.
The more macho, wholesome image, Robert Rundo thinks, gives young men permission to adopt his fascist philosophy. Another fascist guy who philosophy. Appeals to young men is online influencer Dan Bilzerian, with nearly 30 million followers on Instagram. He peddles anti-Semitism.
I believe that Jewish supremacy is the greatest threat to America, and I think it's the greatest threat to the world today. I truly believe that.
Some of these ideas are seeping into mainstream politics. Bilzerian is running for Congress in Florida. In a group chat, young Republican leaders praised Hitler. And then there's Nick Fuentes, the online hate monger who's even more explicit.
And I was thinking, what is it about Hitler that's cool? Why does it tickle? Because kids love Hitler. Kids love Hitler. Young men see the
While more people are advocating these ideas in the open, the young men of Active Club hide their faces when they post pictures from natural disasters.
Yeah, why is that? Why is it that we have to hide our faces?
Our people come first.
Rundo is their spokesman, even though he himself hasn't gone to disasters. For the past few years, he was out of pocket, so to speak.
Why were you in prison?
Which time?
Oh, boy.
I was in prison twice.
The 36-year-old from New York was first incarcerated as a teen for a gang fight.
Did you stab somebody?
Allegedly. Well, yeah, you know. Yeah. Well, and he had a weapon, too. It wasn't like I just, you know, I just randomly showed up on somebody.
And the second time?
Second time is for what I'm most known for.
In 2017, he got into a series of fights with anti-Trump protesters at rallies. That's him pounding and pounding. He was on the lam when he got this idea to launch a more clean-cut white pride group. But it's just a new image.
We're ultra-nationalist, far-right, fascist, you know. I mean, this is, I'll lean a little bit into these terms, you know.
Is your ultimate goal to turn America into a completely white Christian nation?
Not Christian.
I would also add like a...
Not Christian.
More militant nation as well, you know, military rule.
Like having a military person run the country?
Well, just, and you not know, have again, democracy? Based more of democracy.
What did you mean, democracy? And like, it's terrible.
Because it's just such a, it's such a scam democracy, so I believe. So, yeah. It's politicians that get lobbied. They never have the interest. Anything that's important, do they ever ask us? No.
But if you have a military, you'll never decide anything. They'll decide.
We don't decide anything right now.
It's true.
Going to natural disasters like Hurricane Helene also gives these groups an opportunity to slam the government.
The government didn't help whatsoever.
Their videos claim the government did a lousy job in the rescue, saying it was chaotic, clueless, and corrupt.
And I'm disgusted.
The criticisms got more outsiders to descend. These militiamen from Virginia came to clear houses.
When the government failed...
When niggers bitch, okay, about police brutality when they've, you know, been pulled over and they drive away because they have a small little undeveloped prefrontal cortex, right? Everyone's like, yeah, it's his fucking police fault, right? And the media spins it for the niggers. But when white people go out there and try to help other white people and they bitch about the fucking government not getting there for disaster relief, it becomes a problem.
The people come together.
This is a staging area. That
An
we have
Arizona vigilante conspiracist area. Group, Veterans on Patrol, came to organize supplies. But according to law enforcement, they created chaos and did more harm
Sell
than
out
good.
Fucking pigs.
Look at this car.
Sheriff Griffin in North Carolina says...
Look at how they... Look at how they just frame this, okay? So they talk about the veterans, right, on alert or whatever. They come there, they bring food and donations. And then it goes, yeah, they were conspiracists and they did more harm then good. And then the first thing they show right after this is a car flipped. I just think it's the psychology here.
And did more harm than good.
Just look at this.
More harm than good. Oh, so you're telling me, so what they're trying to do here, right, is immediately make you go, oh man, those veterans, they must have fucking been flipping cars, right? Like, is anyone paying attention to this? Is anyone seeing how they just worded that and then they just put this in the frame right here? It's all by design.
Car.
Sheriff Griffin in North Carolina says many of these disaster tourists spread conspiracies
Subliminal.
And misinformation to help their videos go viral.
The misinformation
this guy's a total
took
Christ
a bad
God
situation
thing.
And actually complicated a bad bad situation.
But Sheriff,
but Sheriff, can you make that make sense? What did you just say, you retard?
Conspiracies and
the situation was a bad situation that became a bad situation.
The misinformation took a bad situation and actually complicated a bad bad situation.
All right, there you go.
Just cross.
Fucking retard.
Go viral.
The misinformation took a bad situation and actually complicated a bad bad situation.
But Sheriff, they're coming in because they think the government isn't doing anything.
So what I would say for all of these outside folks that are really wanting to help, they need to get their information from official sources.
You need to go to Fox
and
News.
Not from TikTok or Facebook or whatever the flavor of the day is with social media.
What was some of the misinformation that was being spread?
That there were people that were still stranded, that there were bodies floating in the river, that FEMA was rationing supplies and seizing supplies. None of that was true.
FEMA, the federal agency on the ground in natural disasters, is a main target of these outside groups. During Helene, FEMA rescuers had to back away for a few days when there were fears that militias were coming to hunt them. Also, a wild rumor spread that the government actually created...
White Kiowa Coop sent $100 white...
Whoa! White Iowa Coop. Holy shit, bro. Whoa! Who the heck are you, bro? Jeez Louise, man. Thank you. Big thank you. White Power, thank you very much. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Big time. Big time. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right. That was very kind of you, man. Tag for bolts, please. Thank you very much. Notice they're saying that FEMA felt threatened. Okay. Again, here, it's about feelings. And yet, when they're showing these clips, there's not one threat, you know, described on the internet where it's like, if we see FEMA, we're going to be putting some 556 through that ass. Right? You're not seeing any of this. You're saying that the government's using weather weapons. Okay? So, this, again, just the Jewish dishonest media here.
During Helene, FEMA rescuers had to back away for a few days when there were...
Because it said defund FEMA?
Fears that militias were coming to hunt them.
Because it said weather weapon Helena? Okay? Military treason?
Also, a wild rumor spread that the government actually created Hurricane Helene using weather monitoring towers as a weather weapon.
Now, this
oh, you
is
bet
a
your ass.
Energy weapon utilized to manipulate the weather. These are weapons of mass destruction.
So basically, the rumor was that, the government controls the weather. And
they
that
do.
This was a direct attack on the area.
Is this usual now in disasters? One, that there are these false rumors, conspiracies being spread, and two, that outside groups.
It's all true.
So stream in and make it more difficult for law enforcement.
So what I'm afraid of is, from what I've seen, this will be the new normal.
This will be the new normal. Yeah, that's right. White Power, you heard it. It's going to be the new normal. Fuck yourself, pig. Good job, Rob Rundo, making it big. You represented us well, man. White power. Good stuff. Good stuff, Rob. I like how Rob's tough. All right. Okay, let's take a look at this. All right. Now, complete opposite of white power. You guys ready? Are you guys, better be here for the long haul, okay? I don't want to just be doing this show by myself, okay? Don't leave. This clip's going to be tough to watch.
Why not? We at Percy and Willis in Florence, South Carolina. We just going to see what's going on. What's up? Damn, though, they said, I'll wait, I'm hungry right now.
Really? It's the server that's willing to take you just because it's you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's get it then. Hell yeah. Silverware. They already starting out bad. Sweet tea.
Sweet tea?
Yeah. You said y'all out of the what?
Prime roast sandwich.
Low tip. I ended up ordering the baby back ribs. Let's see how this restroom looks. That shit probably dirty as hell.
Pretty clean.
In most restaurants, you're not allowed to. And, you know, I like restaurants with rules. I used to go to a restaurant in, where was it? It was somewhere in Napa Valley. It was a good place. God, what is the name? It was my favorite restaurant. Oh, man, why am I forgetting the name of it? In Napa Valley, when I used to live in California.
Honky sent $15.
Honky! To the niggers. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it, bro. White fucking power, dude. Thank you very much. White power, white power. Thank you, Honky. And thank you for all your service with Race and Recovery, man. Big fucking ups to you. Thank you. You want to know how you stay sober? Give it away. Give it away to white people. Feel good about yourself. Doing good deeds, right? Self-esteem comes from esteemable acts, man. So thank you very much. Okay, so there was a restaurant. I forgot what the name of it. I used to go there all the time. It had like really good ribs, all kinds of good food. It was just like amazing. It had a French dip sandwich. I love French dip sandwich. It was so good, man. Oh, my goodness. I forgot the name of it. Why am I? Rutherford Grill. Rutherford Grill. Look it up. Rutherford Grill was my spot. I would, you know, 45-minute drive. Really good place. Good atmosphere. Okay. Like, you know, fun vibe. There was a rule there where if you wanted to eat at the restaurant, doesn't matter how hot it was, if you came into the restaurant with the tank top, you get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. You had to wear like, there was a few things they rejected. All I remember is that you could not wear a tank top. Doesn't matter. Whatever kind of, how nice your tank top was. If it was a fucking Gucci tank top, doesn't matter. You're not getting in the restaurant. And I was like, that's nice. It actually keeps the scumbags out. I do believe they did allow shorts. I don't think that you could wear like basketball shorts or anything like that. But there were some rules to get in the restaurant, and it kept the riffraff out. Okay, so this guy wouldn't even been able to enter the restaurant.
I don't got too much to tell you about that. Who's up? What's that?
I don't even know if this nigger's, he keeps saying, who's up?
Remember him?
That's the manager that kept pushing me with his stomach. He didn't seem that mad just then. He asked me how I'm doing and everything. Who's up?
How you doing, baby guy? What's that about, man? You're ball packing in a motherfucker.
Imagine trying to eat your food and you've got to see some nigger parading around with some guy with a, you know, a gimbal and a fucking cell phone following around this fucking nigger.
Hey, now, y'all.
Being loud.
Can you
meet
me at the front door? Huh? Come to the front door with me?
No dreads, Roy. You're going to have to shave your head, nigger.
Oh, yeah, come on.
See, I thought he wanted to talk some business until I noticed his facial expression and body language.
Who you with?
I'm the manager. Please come to the front door.
Oh, you the manager?
Yes,
who you want me to come to the front door for?
I'm asking you to leave the business.
Why?
We don't allow videoing in here.
Y'all heard that?
See, this is like Chud the Builder, like Chud filming. Dude, you can't film in restaurants, dude. Okay? There's people that don't want to be bothered, and I can respect that. Listen, I've done plenty of IRL where it's like, hey, there's a restaurant. Turn off the fucking camera. You know, leave people alone when they're trying to eat their food.
This man said, call the police. Man, I only said, why?
Okay. I don't allow video in here.
Yeah, please have some decency, nigger.
Please leave.
Man, shout it.
Sir?
Man, shout it. That's why I was saying, why are you acting like that? You could ask me.
It's private property.
You could ask me better than that.
You mind leaving? I've asked you.
Better.
Yeah, I don't care about leaving. But you could ask me better than that.
Better.
Go to the front door.
So how many times does he have to ask this nigger to leave? More than a couple.
You're acting like that. You could ask me better. You could ask me better than that.
Mind leaving? I've asked you to go to the front
yeah,
door.
Yeah, I don't care about leaving. Sir? You could have asked me better than that. That's what
Please
I'm saying.
Go to the front door.
Fucking niggers.
Moment right here, my whole life reflects.
Nigger looping.
I feel like they want to get me locked up. Because peep this. We won't even talk for 15 seconds. And he already been calling the police. And guess what? I never said no. I had to take a deep breath. Tell you right now. What's up?
All right, watch that.
These niggers. There's the owner.
I'll buy Solidify. I fought a person in Willis. That's the crazy part about it. So why would you kick me out anyway?
Did you understand anything that just came out of this nigger's mouth just then? Okay, I couldn't understand a fucking thing that just came out of this nigger's mouth. Listen.
I'll buy Solidify. I fought a person in Willis.
What?
Willis. That's the crazy part about it. So why would you kick me out anyway? What was I doing?
We're kicking you out because you're a fucking stinky nigger that can't afford a fucking shirt and doesn't know how to follow rules.
What did I do wrong? Please. I literally came in here, sat down, ordered my food, and did nothing wrong. Okay, then why didn't you just say no video? I would have stopped videoing. All you had to say is no video, and I would have stopped videoing. So, why would you have to keep me out?
I'm the owner, and you need to either leave. I'm going to put you in jail.
I won't go to jail. Today. I promise you I won't. I promise you I won't.
Even the owner's getting involved. The owner's like, listen, I don't want to see your black ass here.
I know my law. Hey, don't tap me, Chowder. Don't tap me.
I have it, sir.
Don't tap me, boy. Don't touch me, dog. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Eriker sent $14.88. Wow. What's 7 times 8, nigger?
That's right. 56 times I've asked you to get the fuck out of my restaurant, you creepy, stinky nigger.
Should it get real in the beat, boy? Don't do it.
I'm just walking up.
Don't
here,
do
son.
It. Don't tap me,
you
boy.
You understand?
Man, I'm telling
ma'am,
you.
Ma'am, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
I walk out. I'm going to walk out.
You send the police immediately.
I'm going to leave.
Joe, immediately. He's already assaulted me. Right in my face.
Did y'all just hear the owner of Percy and Willie's lying to the police?
Ain't nobody assault you, boy. You on candy camera. That's how innocent people get locked up, right there. If I didn't have my own evidence, he would have swore up and down I hit him. Screaming assault? Really? You sound like a little girl. What's up?
He's already assaulted me. Right in my face.
Man, shout out, you on camera, boy.
I got
you
camera
on camera.
Too. You on cameras too?
Yeah. Did I assault you?
Yeah, man.
I'll sue you.
Sir.
Don't lie. Don't lie. I will sue you. Don't.
Listen, just, you know, if I was asked to leave, hey, you know, you got a tank top on, bud. You're going to have to go, you know, go to the store and buy a different shirt. I go, no problem.
Don't lie, boy.
Calling me a boy now?
Boy, man. Don't lie, boy.
They're yelling at me.
These people are fucking untolerable.
He on the phone telling lies to the police.
Untolerable.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. They tripping for no reason. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Dangerous.
He's tweaking. I don't know what's wrong with him. Dangerous.
Yeah, not people. Misspoke. Tweaking, these subhumans.
Yeah, everybody love me in here.
Intention sinking. And look, you know what? This woman right here, this waitress, don't think you got this, but me. If I was an owner and I saw this on camera, watch this. Did anyone catch that? I want to see how many of you guys caught that. Did anyone catch that? Did anyone catch what just happened there? It was just for a quick second. Did anyone just catch what just took place right there? Did anyone see it? What just happened? It was super quick. I didn't say anything about it. The woman in the back. Yeah, but that woman in the back that was chipping out. Did she look like a customer? I don't think so. I don't know. Is that a name tag? Or is she a waitress? Okay, she's a customer. I thought that was a waitress. I was being like, listen, if this fucking nigger was working for me and she's cheering on this fucking ape, she would have been fired. Right when I came back in and looked at the tapes, you would have been fired. Okay, she's lucky.
You can't stop me, love. Everybody love me here shouting.
That's another one.
Look at all these white people having to deal with this.
Okay, we're going to see. Everything on camera, buddy.
It's all
everything
camera
on camera,
right,
buddy.
Camera right
yeah, everything on camera, buddy. I would never go to jail.
Outside.
You won't. Back
out the door.
You want me to go to jail.
Out
you
the
want me
door.
To, you touching me?
No, I'm
you touching
out
me?
The door.
You touching me?
You were touching me.
Why are you
me?
Touching me? Hey. Why is you on me? Why is you on me?
I'm done.
You got to make me pipe up in the beach.
Okay, he just bopped him with his sunglasses right there. Hold on.
You touching me?
No, I'm you getting out the door.
You touching me?
You were touching me.
Why you touching me?
Hey.
Why is you on me? Why is you on me?
I'm done.
You gotta make me pipe up in this bitch.
Listen,
I ain't touch nobody.
Hey.
So don't touch me, all right?
Look at him. Still grabbing me.
Wow.
Still touching me.
Fucking nigga.
You don't supposed to be touching me. I'm walking out.
You invading my personal space.
That's why I was saying fuck off me when I was pushing you. Get off me.
Fuck off me.
Fuck
off.
Just fucking absolute animals. God, I fucking hate niggers.
I fucking hate niggers so much it's unreal.
Oh. Does it get you? How are you not racist at this point? How are you not racist at this point? How do you go in after dealing with that? How are you just like, you know what? We need to consider banning niggers from our entire establishment. Man, I don't know if we're going to be able to cover all this stuff right here. I got a lot, and you guys donate a bunch of clips too. The problem with Christianity, what is it? Let's take a look. It's not too long of a clip.
Jesus Christ!
All right, now I'm not a big fan of Martinez's perspective. He's just I don't understand, you know, why he's gone so anti pro-white, it seems like these days. You know, I had Martinez on an interview a long time ago. He was decent. He was a nice guy, and then all of a sudden he just got some weird mean streak. Does anyone know that Martinez guy? He was like nice. He was nice for a little bit. And then just got like weird. He went like anti-Hitler. And it's just like, dude, what are you doing? Right? Started counter-signaling anyone that was a little bit more extreme, you know, with their language. It's just, I don't know. It was just kind of weird. I do believe that this is an issue, though. This is Andrew Wilson, the Crucible. And this is one of his famous statements. Not, I'm going to, you know, if now this guy made a statement saying, you better not trust Christians. You want to know why? Because we will shoot you in the back after this is all said and done. We will shoot you in the back. My snap cam filter just broke. Shit, what just happened here? It did break. So, he really did say that. And here's another problem with this guy.
It's a very un-Christian thought to say, I don't care about these people over here who happen to also be Christians. That's my tribe.
Well,
my tribe are Christians. My tribe aren't.
See, this is the problem, though. This is why I don't really like Christianity in that sense, because it is a universalistic faith that seeks to convert the other people, and they view themselves as one. They're not the same thing. Black Africans are not the same as Europeans or East Asians. We have very different cultures and genetics and histories. Why would we want to blend it all together?
This is what the
globalists want, though. This is what George Soros wants. It's what the UN wants. It's what Bill Gates wants. They want us to blend together. They want
you
to
think
erase
that Bill Gates and the UN wants to have a global Christian governing body? Or no, they don't.
No, they want to race mix us together.
They don't
want Christianity. They want to race mix people together, and so long as Christianity is advocating for that, then that's not a problem for them. Look at the Pope. The Pope is on his knees
kissing right about
the feet
this.
Of Black African migrants, and he's saying that he supports transsexuals.
Oh, that's true. That's pretty accurate. Pretty accurate. Okay, what was I going to do here? What was I going to do? Hold on one second. Let's see. What are we doing here? One, if you guys are still here for the long haul. Two, if you got other things to do. We're going to take a quick little intermission here. Just a quick little intermission. I'm trying to fix this snap cam. Hold on one second. Quick little intermission. Yep. That was so fast I forgot to take the intermission here because I'm learning all these new buttons on Snapcam, or on this OBS. So give me a second. Hold tight. I'm not going anywhere, okay? I got a little song for you. Hey, listen, blacks, okay, you know why Christianity is never going to leave? Because blacks don't have fathers. So how do they find their father? How do they find their father?
Jesus Christ!
Listen, my father, your father, our father, I'm a father, redeemer, and giver, provider, sustainer, my maker, yes you are, good father to me.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. My father, your father, no father. So I got a new snap cam here. Hold on. Okay, hold on. We're trying to get the filters back here. I was having a little bit of fun. Now my fun's being taken away because it's got him snap cam thing here. How many of you guys use Windows? One if you do, two if you use something else. What do you use? What do you use? Do you use something cool? Do you got something better than me? A lot of you guys are probably tech nerds. You're like, duh, bro, I only use Linux, bro. I only use Linux. I'm way cooler than you, bro. I use Linux, faggot. Faggot, bitch. My fada, your fada, kuna matata, ugada. All right, good. All right, what's going on here? What's going on? I look all freaking blown out and fucking way too white here. What's going on here? What's going on here? Looking too white here. Not liking this. I'm usually a little bit more tanner. All right, let's go. You guys ready? We still doing this show? Fuck, I didn't even get into Nick Fuentes shit tonight. Fuck. God damn it. Let's get into some Christ Brain. You guys want to get into some Christ Brain? Press one if you want to get into some Christ Brain, or two, you got other things you want to get into. One, you want to get in some goddamn Christ Brain. Do you see this over here? What's this? Do you guys see this green? Do you see this green over here? What's going on here? Is that green? Yeah, that's green over there. What the fuck? See this fucking green? There's moss. There's some kind of moss in here. What the fuck do I do here? The Chrome key settings off. Fucking bullshit. What the fuck? Just fix this shit. Fucking goddamn Chrome key. New cameras. No, the new camera's great, man. The new camera's great. It was good earlier. It just crashed when I did SnapCam. Stop talking shit about the camera. You know how many fucking cameras I've gone through? Fucking bullshit. All right, well, whatever. Just going to have to put up with it. Okay, we're going to have to get this clip in here. Hold on. What is going on? Huh. Weird. Let's see. Okay. My fada, ukada, unchalada. All right, let's take a look at this clip here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you doing? Busting my balls, bro? Dude, I just work here, bro. Take it easy. All right, here we go.
Say, I don't believe you. This is just your opinion, man. There was always a moral, loving God.
Hold on. Here we go.
A nationalist enacting vengeance against the people that threaten Israel and rewarding the loyalty of those who
are green ghost.
Israel. Now, you might say, I don't believe you. This is just your opinion, man. There was always a moral, loving God who loved all of the world back in prehistory, and maybe the chosen people were following him. And you're just making all this stuff up to suit yourself because you're some evil, twisted... Nietzsche has twisted your mind. And fair enough. How do I justify this perspective? How do I assert that God went through this type of evolution?
It's my green aura,
originally,
bro.
He was a chud nationalist. Well, it comes again down to loading up all these different perspectives on the situation, going through as many different fields as possible to grasp firmly to the truth. So originally, people only had the writings to go on. And people like Nietzsche and Ernst Renan in the 19th century, they would use these writings to try to do a critical theory of sorts and psychologize what was happening in the Bible, which is where Nietzsche gets his ideas from. Since then, we've got archaeology like Dever, Finkelstein, and Adler. And what have they done? They've allowed us to see a different perspective hidden in the material world. And this tells us that there was some sort of ancient Yahwehistic religion that was polytheistic and pagan, and there was a transition point, Adler saying that it happened actually extremely recently, into monotheistic Judaism as we understand it. Now,
I got leered. Katie Porter rocks. Where's Katie? Who's Katie Porter? Where's Katie? Was she the one on stage?
What is this? You hear this? Some clips playing right now. Hold on. There we go. Hold on. What the fuck was that? Did you guys hear that? There was a clip playing in the background. Hold on one second. I got all these fucking goddamn clips here. Well, listen to this Christ Brain shit. I got good ears.
Based on your opinion, it's based on all, you know, your scattering thoughts.
Hey, I got this green aura around
writings and literature. And archaeology and the matter is a little bit dead. It's a little bit soulless. It's just looking at rocks and stones and pottery and stuff like this. Neuroscience is an interesting marriage. It is the exploration of the matter of your brain and watching how your brain creates psychological phenomenon. And you might say to yourself, well, is there any neuroscience on religious beliefs? And lo and behold, there is. What I'm going to present is a set of neural circuits that affect our religious consciousness. The first one is going to be the posterior medial frontal cortex. Now, I have made a video on this recently. I recommend you go and listen to that because it goes into this in rigorous depth and it will help you understand the context of what I'm talking about here. Now, I will also do a little bit of a crash course on this. So if someone has heard this before, I'm sure many of you had, just let's use it as a refresher as we go forward. In 2015, at the peak of the new atheist movement, a set of scientists took some magnets and tried to target parts of the brain to see where ideological and religious belief came from. Magnets are able to temporarily suppress the electrical signals in parts of your brain, causing them to essentially shut off. You could target your Broca's area and you wouldn't be able to talk for a couple of hours. And so these scientists targeted the posterior medial frontal cortex, whose role is to analyze obstacles and threats in reality. And what they noticed is that the people who had this done to them were more open to strangers, were less likely to see strangers as hostile and foreign. They were more open to immigrants and strangers who were critical of their country, the USA. And they were also at the same time, bizarrely, less likely to believe in God. Now, the volunteers
who used this
were conservative, right-wing, God-fearing Americans because they specifically wanted to see, could they end bigotry within the souls of mankind? Had they found a hack to fix the brain, to, you know, get rid of the bug of race nationalism? And of course, they were somewhat delighted. Try this one quick hack and you can get rid of racism and religious bigotry like that. The fatal flaw in all this is that this part of your brain evolved. It is there for a reason. And it turns out when you shut it off, it has other effects. You may become less racist. You may become less religious. But you also lose the ability to assess danger. So you become somewhat helpless. And you also lose the ability to solve problems because you can't detect errors and assign energy to learn about them. So you lose the ability to adapt.
You see, Christianity makes you retarded, guys. Is anyone else picking up on this? Press one if you're paying attention. Christianity makes you a goddamn retard.
Apt to new situations, to go to sleep and wake up having thought through a problem, and essentially to evolve at all. You transform into a dodo. Now, of course, this indicates to us that the natural...
And didn't the dodo bird, interesting choice of words, didn't the dodo bird go extinct? Isn't the dodo bird extinct? Right? So the dodo is why we say no to Rabbi Yeshua, bro.
Ability to solve problems because you can't detect errors and assign energy to learn about them. So you lose the ability to adapt to new situations, to go to sleep and wake up having thought through a problem, and essentially to evolve at all. You transform into a dodo. Now, of course, this indicates to us that the natural moral orientation of the human mind is race, religious nationalism, to see yourself as God and country loving, for you to be a patriot under the cross and under the flag, for you to go out there and say, God chose me. God chose my team and my collective.
No, man, God chose the Jews. That's right. White power. God chose the Jews, motherfucker. White power, bro. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Right? Put that together, Christ brain. Does that make sense? Okay? Your God's supposed to make you feel like you're a God, that you're connected to it, not some redheaded stepchild. Okay?
And God chose me. God chose my team and my collective, and we're out there taking on the world because we're the chosen people. We're the good people, and everybody else is bad. This, of course, is Yahwehism. It is paganism. It is the natural religion of people all across the world at all times. And there's even more to this story because the downside, it seems, of this part of your brain is when it is stimulated, it enhances cognitive dissonance. It's designed to watch your thoughts for conflicts, and when you're trying to make a moral decision that might go against your group, this posterior medial frontal cortex switches on cognitive dissonance to allow you to dismiss your inner thoughts, your conscience, what you believe is right, and allow you to pursue what is...
Yeah, right. Like when you are claiming to be pro-white and you read John 4:22, that turns on.
Advantageous to the group, which will allow you to survive and participate in the collective. So this means this part of your mind that creates nationalism and religiosity and identity and helps you join in with a collective tribe is the part of your mind that allows you to lie to yourself.
Uh-oh.
Because its intention is to give you a platonic, noble lie, to get you to say to yourself the most outrageous things that motivate you to participate in life. So this would include the idea that you're the chosen people, that you're the special race, that you're the most important people in the world, and God chose you. When in truth, God is a manifestation of your collective's will to power. Of course he's chosen you because he is you. He's an extension of you. He is the sort of
not if you're a white Christian
of you, which is why Jupiter, the high god, is a super Roman, why Zeus is a super Greek, why Wodan is a super German. This is a natural way for us to orientate ourselves. And this ability for cognitive dissonance explains why identity can become so hilarious. Why, because the Jews have this brilliant first principle identitarian religion, so many people tried to seize it off them. In Europe, there's been many traditions, such as the British Israelites, that have believed that the Europeans
are the lost
tribes of Israel, and that the Jews are essentially imposters that have come in and stolen our destiny, when we're the actual true people of Israel that have always followed the true
cognitive Christianness.
The black Israelites say the same thing, that Moses had a black wife, and that they're the actual true people of Israel. And the Jews, again, are imposters, stealing the covenant, stealing this religion from themselves.
That's pretty
good. And perhaps the Jews themselves are guilty of this from all the way in the past. They wanted to say that they were chosen so they could keep themselves motivated in absolute desolate situations, such as being in deep slavery. So they fabricate their old myths. They take things like the Hyksos and vague memories of the ancient past and spin them up into this grand story of Moses and covenants and promises and this one true God that they have apparently always followed. And this explains why religion and identity is so ferocious and so challenging, because it's engaging this part of our brain. And if somebody comes at you with a challenge to your ideology, this part of your brain is recognizing them as an existential threat and making you think, I got to hurt this person or attack this person or get rid of this person, because they're trying to separate me from the collective or from God and leave me trapped as an individual, vulnerable to the dangers of the jungle and life. You even see this in the researchers. You have, for example, William Dever, and he goes through several iterations of being an evangelical American. He converts to Judaism briefly at one point.
See, the Christians, okay, the ones that are super obsessed, they're like, why am I doing Christianity when Judaism's the raw? Why would I want to be a Christian? Jesus was a Jew.
Point, and then becomes an atheist. As he's interacting with this knowledge, it's ripping his mind apart and throwing him all sorts of different directions. A further illustration of this I love to bring up is to look within Christendom at how we break down into race versions of our religion, because you would imagine in the Christian West, we all follow the same God, therefore we follow the same religion. But if you look at the genetic breakdown of Europe by Y haplogroups that are 5,000 years old, the recent religion of Christianity that came in the last 2,000 years kind of maps onto this. And all these things like Orthodoxy and Catholicism and Protestantism, they might seem like there's some sort of theological debate about all these nuances in the Bible, but weirdly they break down into genetic lines. And we see this all the time. We're using religion as a proxy to have race wars. The best example of this is Northern Ireland. People say, oh, that's a terrible religious war. There's all these religious wars going on. Yet again, the Bible is causing a religious war up in the north. But that's not the case. People say, are you Protestant? Because they really mean, are you one of the Scots planters who came into Ireland 400 years ago? And they say, are you Catholic? Because they mean, are you one of the native Gaels?
So pretty much it's a veneer for people to be fake racists. Okay, I got it. I get it. Is that what you're trying to say, man? You got a problem with
Jesus, bro?
Do we have a problem with Jesus Bro in here? I kind of think we do. That was a little bit long-winded. I want to like the guy, but he's one of those guys that wants to sound smart. And I don't really like those kind of people. You know what I mean? I'm not like a big fan of that. Where guys just want to talk and talk and talk and talk. And like to hear themselves talk and talk. God, there's so much of this shit. Jesus. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, what to do? What to do? Okay. Let's shit on Gypsy for a second here. Fucking Indian scum motherfucker. There's Paul Miller. Take a look at this fucking Jeep motherfucker. Okay, this Jeep motherfucker here. Hold on. Let's roll up here. Hey, take me back to the Jeep. What happened here? Did I lose? I just lost the Jeep. Where the fuck is it? They didn't want me covering the Jeep. You motherfuckers. You see that, guys? See how that disappeared right there, bro? I'm going to fucking find it. You're not getting away from me, motherfucker. Hold on one second. I'm going to call this Jeep real quick. Let's see. We're going to find this little fucking Jeep. Okay. What's this? Miller? He has me blocked. Do-do-do. All right. We're going over here. I'm just going to scroll down. Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is how the Jews infiltrate our movement, okay? You get guys like Paul Miller here with how many followers does he have? Oh, it's not showing me because I'm blocked. Let's see here. Hold on, just take a look at this, okay? 325,000 followers, guys. 325,000 followers. You know what? You know how I get my account banned? Because I was banned one time. One time I was banned, right? And now I get ban evasions, okay? Same thing went with him. He got his account banned, okay? So by technicality of the Twitter guidelines, once you get your account banned, you get a thing called ban evasion, and then you get kicked off the platform. Okay, that's how it works. That's what they always use against me. Oh, you set up an account. This is ban evasion. So here you have this Jeep with 325,000 followers. Now, why? Why wouldn't they give him a ban evasion? Okay. He's got all these clips where he says nigger and shit like that, right? But here's the real reason, okay? Because he works with this company here. Why is it clicking on that? Well, this is Duel, okay? And I was not trying to go over there. Wow, they're not letting me talk. Okay, so this is Duel. This is what they're promoting.
We win once again. Yeah! Ah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! Ah! Go away from here.
My chosen blood.
Yeah. So now they're selling us gambling by some chick who's supposed to be, I don't know, some e-girl with some swastika patch, right? There's so many of these whores that are on here doing the whole swastika thing, and then this is how they justify this shit. So this is how they're promoting their gambling now. Okay, here he is right here.
Bro, Duel.
They came to a country, they killed people, they are acting like the victims. Is that not enough reason?
Oh my god.
Can you do a gentleman's salute? I will need you to watch this, okay?
Bro, Duel has been killing it with the blackjack table.
We'll pause the game for a little. Guys. Hitler is a very bad thing. I'm saying that for a million times already, okay?
He's such a funny piece of fucking shit. These fucking grifting fucking brown fucking pieces of shit, dude. I'm like up to here with this shit. Up to here with this fucking shit. This brown fucking Jeep motherfucker. Okay? I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I don't know how much longer the movement's going to continue to put up with this shit. The behavior of people that are in this movement that would sit there and, what are you going to do? Sell fucking porn next? Right? Doesn't matter. Like, it's just ridiculous. So, you know, guys, it's going to be an uphill journey because I think that our people need to suffer more, unfortunately. Our people that support, you know, brown shitskins like this because they are believers in Jesus Christ, we got a long way to go. We got a long way to fucking go, I tell you that. You have all these alleged pro-white people streaming on a brown fucking gypsies fucking platform. It's crazy. It's crazy. There were people that came in and spoke about their gripes with Gypsy on the space last night. One of these guys came in there. He's like, oh, you know, I don't really have an issue with Paul. Oh, I've got an issue with his developer. And I was like, are you Christian? He's like, yeah. And I was like, what makes you think that you know better than all these other top white nationalists that you think that, you know, Jesus isn't a Jew when all the greats called him out? I'm not going to have this conversation with you. All right, well, let me ask you something, dude. Would you be okay with Gypsy getting your sister pregnant?
Well, that's a hard one to answer.
And I was like, exactly, dude. Like this is what we're talking about. It's like Christians like you sweeping for a brownoid when you wouldn't even condone this brownoid white supremacist getting your sister pregnant, right? And I'm like, this is the fucking problem. Like, this is the problem. You have white Christians claiming to be pro-white, ignoring the fact that this guy is a brown fucking subhuman that would be put in a fucking camp as an Untermensch, okay? As a fucking Untermensch. Okay, and you have all these pro-white Christians streaming on this Brown Jeet site promoting gambling to white people, meme coin scams to white people, and this is just, you know, our movement is embarrassing. That's what it is. The online movement, meaning if you're not doing this IRL with people, it is fucking embarrassing, and it makes me want to go, you know what? Fuck this shit, okay? You go get, you take your fucking Jeet, okay? All you fucking pro-whites that find it more important to sweep for a nod because you believe in the same fucking rabbi, I'm done. You're cooked. This movement, this online shit is just garbage. Fuck it all. Burn it the fuck down. And that's what I did. That's why I said, you know what? All these Christians that are on this platform, all of you guys, guess what? Get the fuck out of here. All of you guys. Listen, Bastion, Steve, Ball Clone, whoever the fuck is Christian, get the fuck out of here, okay? Get the fuck out of here, okay? Pack it up, okay? Tired of paying the fucking server bill. I'm tired of the retardation. I'm not going to be one of these people who's going to be codependent of retardation. I'm not going to do that for you. So here we are, Glam TV, fresh start, okay? Fresh faces, okay? And hopefully smarter people to lead this movement instead of a bunch of fucking retards that want to see some non-white pretend to be white, screaming nigger at kids online and allowing brown shitskins to fuck our white women, okay? Let me know. You guys let me know when you're done with that, okay? All right, listen, guys, I appreciate you, White Power. Hopefully you enjoy the show. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. Get sober, stay sober. Stop making excuses for non-whites to pipe white women, you fucking pussies. Mom, Dad, thanks for making me. My stepdad, Brian, thanks for being a part of my life. Shout out to the best audience in the world. Come to the best show on the planet. And I can't believe we hit bonus. All right. So if you guys can't remember, if you didn't do it tonight, please set up a Power Chat account, all right? I appreciate you guys big time. I got to say thank you to everyone that supported the show. If you guys can, please do me a favor. And that CQ Radio over there, if you guys can, go and repost it. I would appreciate it greatly, and it helps us get more people on the panel. So if you guys can, yes, indeed, Maximus Waffen, it's quality over quantity. And so, but you know what? Sometimes it's just like it's blackpilling because I thought I felt like I had a lot of people that were genuinely supporters of what I was saying and that trust my word, that my word was good. that my word was good and what I was talking about was urgent to be discussed and to be, you know, looked into. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case. It wasn't the case. But, you know, there was a kid who popped in the space last night that he's like, hey, listen, I've been listening into your space. Do you guys mind telling me what you're talking about? Right. We had him read the Matthew verse, the Luke verse about hating your family, about praying for your enemies, about salvation being from the Jews, about Saul saying that since you Gentile Christians are sharing in the Jews' beliefs, you owe it to the Jews for your material goods. All this absolute poison. This young man, right, at I believe he's 22 years old, was like, this is fucking disgusting. I can't believe this is in the fucking Bible. I can't believe this is here. I can't believe our people aren't reading this shit and going, what the fuck are we doing worshiping a fucking goddamn Jew? So listen, shout out to all the smart white young men that are coming up in this movement that are not going to be worshiping a fucking Jew or making excuses so they could have some comfy, safe, fucking warm pillow and go, oh, I'm going to see grandma in heaven. Oh, you know, we need white tribalism. We need white fucking power and no excuses. We are not sinners. We are winners. And listen, if you've got a God who thinks that your fucking people should be conquered, Edom should be conquered, then it's our duty to kill that fucking God and to take it out of our fucking people's minds. Okay. White power, guys. Thank you very much. I'm going to say thank you to everyone who supported the stream tonight. Stick around for CQ Radio. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, good show tonight. Thank you guys for sharing the stream. I appreciate you guys sharing it too. All right, we got to say a big thank you to Jaff Goy and Return to Europa. Big Roma's up for those guys, man. Big thank you to you guys. I appreciate it big time, man. Who else? We got some other people. We got Erica, White Power, dude. Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by. Let's see who else. We have Honky, man, my sober bro. We got White Owl Coop. White Owl Coop. Dude, big thank you, dude. Big fucking thank you. Man, good show tonight. Big Ben, thank you. Shining Lightning, thank you. Who else we got in here? Jaff Goy, Return to Europa, White Wolf, Big Ben, Mauschwitz, thank you guys. What else we got? TND, thank you, man. Tier, thank you. Vinny, gotta go, go. My man, thank you. Big Roma's up for everyone supporting the stream, man. Robbie J, White Power, dude, thank you. Return to Europa, Jesus Foreskin Eater, Big Ben, my man, thank you. All right. Return to Europa, Erica, Gypsy Crusader, French, Jaff Goy, big thank you guys. All right, stick around, press one if you stick around for CQ Radio. All right, we got to wake up some white people, man. Waking up some white people, that's what we're doing, okay? Mm-mm-mm. Listen, man, I challenge any of you Christians to come on down, all right, one-on-one. You want a piece? You want a piece? Come talk to me in the space, all right? Stop being a fucking pussy, all right? Stop being a pussy. Thank you, guys. I'll see you tomorrow night. 9 p.m. Eastern. OME TV on Friday, all right? Woo! Get your grill on. New camera's looking good, man. I'm liking the new camera. Maybe we had a little fuck-up. Yeah! Get sober, stay sober, white man. Camera one, we are done. And camera two, fuck the Jews. That includes that Jew motherfucker Jesus. Fuck that kite too. Hail Hitler, hail Europa, hail the ancient gods, hail the white race, and hail my sober brothers getting sober for the white race and leaning into the struggle. White power. And all the pro-white families making white children to fight for the white race. White power. All right? And all the activists out there sacrificing for the white race. White power. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Thank you very much. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. So be there. Be square. Don't forget to set up a Power Chat account. Please and thank you. All right, you guys, take it easy. You son of a biscuit. Look at these fucking floors. Holy shit. Whoa, look at these floors. All right, now I got to get out of here. How do I get out of here? CQ Radio coming up next. Let's go. White power, motherfuckers! Yeah! CQ Radio coming up next. Don't miss it, alright? Don't miss it. Thank you guys. I appreciate it big time. Hail common sense. Thank you.